Chapter 2. New York and the Mid-Atlantic. Or of Yankee Clippers and Flying Dutchmen. 75 degrees Fahrenheit. Not a cloud in the sky at Yankee Stadium. Fine weather indeed for watching baseball. And, as it just so happens, for drinking beer. Although I must confess, my motives for being here are more directly related to the latter. Not that I don't love baseball, or the Yankees for that matter. I do, despite some lingering resentment left over from a childhood spent rooting for the Cleveland Indians. But I am here today primarily to check out the beer selection. According to the Washington Post, the Yankees have one of the worst beer selections in the game. A bold claim, I thought, and one that warranted further investigation. As soon as the seventh inning stretch comes, I go for a beer run, quietly mouthing the lyrics to Take Me Out to the Ball Game, as I attempt not to fantail too many people on my way down the aisle. I shimmy down the row of seats and make my way up the austere concrete stairs, arriving at the concessions mildly out of breath and surprisingly thirsty. There's a substantial line ahead of me, which gives me plenty of time to examine my options. And honestly, they aren't that bad. To be sure, there are more pedestrian brews, the Heineken and the Coors, but there's also Goose Island, Guinness, Magic Hat, Smithwick's. Perhaps the selection is not quite up to par with the Padres, who, according to the article, have 11 beers with scores of at least 90 on Beer Advocate. Or Seattle, where top-notch craft brews like Rogue and Pyramid outsell regular domestics by 4-1. But then again, it's not quite the Cleveland Municipal Stadium I remember from my youth either, where the choices were limited to ice-cold Budweiser or ice-cold Bud Light. We've become a more Epicurean nation in the last few decades, and the times, they are indeed a-changing. Not that I'm complaining at all. It's really just the nostalgia talking, the old cant of the beer vendors making their way through the bleachers, crunching over peanut shells and singing out their wares. There is, however, a certain serendipity to all this Yankee beer hubbub, since the team itself was built on beer. Knickerbocker beer, to be exact.